On Monday, June 22nd, a group of several cars traveled deliberately through inner southeast Portland, honking horns and blasting messages of resistance to police violence through a loudspeaker. The cars bear signs reading Black Lives Matter, Defund the Police, Abolish PPB, that is, the Portland Police Bureau, and the lead car has a large poster bearing the images of several people killed by police in Oregon and Washington. Protest is not as out of place as it might have been even just a few months ago, coming as it does in the midst of an unprecedented wave of daily protests throughout the country against the murder of people of color, particularly black people, by the police, and a rising call to dramatically change the system of criminal justice in America. In Portland, it's become typical for there to be several different protest events occurring throughout a single day, with wildly different sizes, tones, political perspectives, leadership, and tactics. While some of these look essentially like a dense crowd of people wearing masks, other protest organizers have tried to find noticeable ways to make a statement while taking more stringent precautions against the spread of the coronavirus. The car caravan fits that bill. It's loud, visible, and allows families who are already quarantined together to maintain distance while being loud and visible. Yesterday's caravan was organized by members of Pacific Northwest Family Circle, a group that brings together family members of people killed or brutalized by the police, to facilitate both support and positive action to change the system that led to their loved ones' deaths. Members of the group are leading tri-weekly caravans in southeast and northeast Portland on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The Monday caravan was led by Family Circle organizer Maria Cahill, while the Wednesday and Friday caravans are being led by Donna Hayes, the grandmother of Quanis Hayes, who was killed by a Portland cop in 2017. The caravans are so far scheduled out through the end of July. Yesterday's caravan began at the PCC Climb Center near the southeast waterfront, where Cahill began with a land acknowledgement as a freight train rumbled past the parking lot.
We are here to struggle for justice for Pacific Northwest Family Circle loved ones and all stolen lives murdered by police. We know we do this on the stolen land of indigenous people. Thousands of indigenous people descended from local tribes and elsewhere continue to live in what is called Portland, Oregon. Nationally, they continue to experience the highest rate of police violence. Killing people to get and protect wealth is at least as old as the founding of the United States. When today's police killed loved ones, they are participating in a long arc of violence used by the government to secure the safety and wealth of a handful of overprivileged people. May our understanding of the history of government-supported violence on Indigenous people inform the struggle for justice against police violence.
Cahill then read a list of the names of those people whose families make up the core of the Family Circle group. All are victims of police violence throughout Oregon and Washington.
We have 20 families and 21 loved ones struggling for justice together. After each name of loved ones who were killed, I'd like you to say with me, we remember you. 19-year-old Christopher Kalonji. We remember you. 22-year-old Bodie Phelps, we remember you. 25-year-old Chance Thompson, we remember you. 17-year-old Quanis Hayes, we remember you. 24-year-old Terrell Johnson, we remember you. 27-year-old Chase Hammer, we remember you. 21-year-old Brad Lee Morgan, we remember you. 27-year-old Daniel Isaac Covarrubias, we remember you. 29-year-old Alex Dold, we remember you. 49-year-old Captain Brian Babb, we remember you. 44-year-old Dino Case, we remember you. 54-year-old Remy Sabi, we remember you. 48-year-old John Elifritz, we remember you. 43-year-old Jesse Powell, we remember you. 27-year-old Patrick Kimmons, we remember you. 35-year-old Matthew Burroughs, we remember you. 36-year-old Andre Gladden, we remember you. 20-year-old Giovanni Joseph McDade, we remember you. 29-year-old Joel Nelson, we remember you. There are two people that survived their police brutality who are also part of our organization, and we will say, we support you. Andre Thompson, we support you. Bryson Chaplin, we support you. Honk your horn loud, honk your horn often. Let's have some fun and let's educate the public and let's get things changed. Thanks for coming. Black Lives Matter.
After this, the caravan traveled through southeast Portland along Hawthorne, Belmont, and Morrison streets, blaring horns, trading chants with passersby, and reading the names of the remembered. The Southeast Caravan begins at 5:30 at PCC Climb every Monday through the end of July. On Wednesdays and Fridays, caravans are leaving from PCC Cascades parking lot near Northeast Killingsworth and Albina at 6 p.m. under the banner Black Lives Matter, End Police Brutality, No Justice, No Peace. You can find out more by visiting the Pacific Northwest Family Circle Facebook page or pnwfamilycircle.com or by going to the event's bit.ly at bit.ly/carprotest. There are some basic guidelines for people who want to join the caravan. Maintain social distancing, wear a mask if you're shouting out of the window, respect black leadership, do not bring signs that say all lives matter, and others. The route will be provided at the meeting point of each caravan to prevent disruption by police. For KABU Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.